This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. President Obama announces a compromise. The question, do you compromise your First Amendment rights?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulo Live.
If a woman's employer is a charity or a hospital that has a religious objection to providing contraceptive services as part of their health plan, the insurance company, not the hospital, not the charity, will be required to reach out and offer the woman contraceptive care free of charge. The result will be that religious organizations won't have to pay for these services, and no religious institution will have to provide these services directly.
This is not going to force the institutions to pay for the coverage, the Catholic institutions to pay for the coverage.
It's a distinction without a difference. It's really an accounting trick. It forces the insurance company that they have to pay to do the coverage. So it really is a distinction without a difference. This should be rescinded, not compromised, like this, because I would again say it's not a compromise. The president's doubling down.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
This is about the free exercise of religion. And under our Constitution, you don't take a poll to find out how people feel about a constitutional freedom. In fact, the Bill of Rights are designed to protect minority views. So what the overall view on the issue of contraception is has nothing to do with an issue about religious freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulo.
Yeah, compromise, all right, when it comes down to this issue of contraception and abortifacients, which are required in this coverage. The Obama administration announced last week, and then actually way back in the fall, we've been fighting, and then on Friday afternoon, they announced what they call a compromise. So President Obama did feel the pressure. The question is, what did they actually compromise? And why do I say that? Planned Parenthood, largest abortion provider in the U.S. and the world, and NARAL, they're the kind of abortion rights lobbyist on Capitol Hill, both of them praised the president's move. It's actually more extreme because, Dad, it requires the actual insurance company. So if the Catholic charity, which is forced to buy insurance under these new laws, they buy the insurance, and now their insurance company has to pay for the abortifacients, the contraceptives,
right.
So that it's an accounting gimmick. It's not a compromise because he wouldn't have Planned Parenthood and NARAL praising it if it was some big change.
No, this is a distinction without a difference. This is like saying when we give Planned Parenthood almost $500 million a year, it doesn't help their abortion business, which of course it does, because it frees up money to do just that, engage in abortion activities. Well, here it's exactly the same situation. All the administration has done is taken the burden of putting this care onto the insurance company. Who pays the insurance company, folks, though? It is the Catholic charities. It is the religious nonprofits. It's the crisis pregnancy centers. I mean, think about this. Crisis pregnancy centers offer insurance coverage. Now what the president's saying is, oh, don't worry, crisis pregnancy center. You don't have to offer RU486, the abortifacient drug, but the insurance company that you've hired will give that to the participant in your plan absolutely free. That's you still providing those services, because if you didn't have to do that, those services would not be rendered. So what's happened here is an accounting gimmick, a sleight of hand, and the American people are not falling for it because this is an attack on religious liberty, pure and simple. That's what this is all about. It is the government telling private religious institutions what they must provide, even if it violates their conscience.
Yeah, and folks, this is why I think all of us, this is not about just being Catholic, this is not just about contraception, it also includes abortifacients. And what is this step one of? This is step one leading to step two. You give the power to the federal government under Obamacare. Remember the 2,700 pages? Most of those pages are delegating authority. That this is one of those moves. So it's the executive branch, not Congress, who would pass this executive action requiring this kind of coverage targeting mostly Catholic organizations, pro-life institutions. Part two will be they'll require that the insurance companies provide abortions free of charge.
Absolutely.
Now, why will they say that? They'll say it's cheaper. Why is it cheaper? It's cheaper to have a first trimester abortion than it is to have a full pregnancy.
And they'll use
that's
that
the
same
reasoning
example.
They're using.
And the same example they'll use, exactly right, Jordan, is, well, we won't require the Christian charities to pay for it, but it'll have to be offered as part of the free package of the insurance plan. Folks, this is a sleight of hand. This is not a compromise. This is deceit. We are demanding a retraction of this policy, pure and simple. Here's the number for you to add your name. Join a chorus of thousands, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. No compromise with the First Amendment. ACLJ.org. Sign that petition, 877-989-2255.
It is another attack by the Obama administration on people of faith. This time, the Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that religious institutions, such as religious schools and hospitals, include abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and contraception in their insurance policies for employees, a mandate that violates their deeply held religious beliefs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that President Obama and HHS rescind this dangerous mandate. This requirement not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack on religious and conscience rights of American citizens and groups is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Tell President Obama and HHS to reverse this flawed mandate now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. Let me play for you a soundbite that the president made when he first proposed Obamacare. And it ties right into this situation with the forcing religious institutions to have abortifacients, contraceptives, violating First Amendment rights. And it also focuses on this so-called compromise, which is no compromise at all, because you need to listen to what the president really believes about what he calls reproductive care.
In my mind, reproductive care is essential care. It is basic care. And so it is at the center and at the heart of the plan that I've proposed.
And now we're seeing Than Bennett, Director of our Government Affairs, now we're actually seeing the implementation of this through HHS, Health and Human Services, which has this abortifacients contraceptive requirement. Again, this is really not about abortion and contraceptive. This is about the government here, the federal government, through the regulatory process, telling a religious institution what they can and have to do in order to meet certain criteria, and it's getting quite a reaction in Washington, especially then on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, and people have to understand, Jay, this is the next layer to that, and Jordan's been making this case in the media over the weekend. He's been doing a good job on it. But think about this. The president, in this regulation, he's using Obamacare as the authority to control the details of contraceptives and abortifacients, but he can use that same exact mechanism to mandate abortion on demand across the board. We've been saying this from day one, and Jay, this is the proof in the pudding. You played in that clip how he believes abortion is part of the an essential care package. This is the regulatory scheme that he can use to implement that belief. And what I'm hearing from members of Congress, Jay, they recognize that. They recognize that this is the tip of the iceberg that we're dealing with here.
Jordan, you've written a piece for the Washington Post called You Can't Compromise on Religious Liberty. We need to point out to the people exactly what's at play here, and then we're going to do a direct call to action, and then we'll take some phone calls.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why you got the outrage, the conference on Catholic bishops. Again, they weigh in on matters of importance of faith, and it's not about being right or left. It's just about Catholic theology. They have panned this. I mean, totally rejected this so-called compromise. You have the political leaders. We know that President Obama was advised by his vice president and former chief of staff not to do this. They're both Catholic, and they said this will isolate all Catholics, not just very conservative Catholics who may not vote for you for re-election. And it also what we're seeing, Dad, and I think Than was just mentioning that as well, and some of the callers are picking up on it, is the amount of power that has been given over to the executive branch by Congress by passing into law Obamacare.
Yeah, exactly.
This is
right.
Just the tip of the iceberg. It's just the beginning, and it's why you're seeing this reaction, because people are finally saying, oh, you guys were right when you said 2,700 pages. That's just the start.
Yeah, well, here's what you've got, folks. Understand, through the regulatory process, through Obamacare, through the regulatory process, we're not even talking about the law itself, just the regulations coming out of the law, you've now allowed the government to dictate to religious institutions what they must do, what they can do, what they have to do, and I'll take it a step further. Telling military chaplains, Catholic priests in the military, that they cannot read a letter from the bishops because of the content of the letter. That is how far this has become. Folks, we are demanding, we're not compromising here. Now, the president says this is it. I'm not going any further. We're demanding a retraction. We're going to back legislation that does just that. You go to your phones right now. Can you imagine your church being told by the government, this is what you must do. You must provide. It violates your conscience? Too bad. Then you stand up for religious freedom today. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign up online again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. The government telling the church how they operate their affairs. Very dangerous. By the way, folks, this comes on the heel of the Department of Justice at the Supreme Court arguing that there should be no ministerial exemption. What did that mean? That the government could tell you why you can follow a pastor or a priest or a teacher of a religious institution, not because, even if they disagree with the fundamental tenets of the faith, that cannot be a basis of termination, according to the government. But by the way, Supreme Court rejected that 9-0. But this is all part of this war on religion being waged by the administration. Again, we're demanding a repeal, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go to the phones, Jordan.
Let's go to Brett calling from Pennsylvania on line two. Brett, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Brett.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Jay. I am Roman Catholic, and I am conservative and member of the Tea Party, and this is an outrage. I think the thing that even bothers me more than just the assault on the First Amendment is, where does the president get the authority to tell private institutions what they can and can't afford? Is that not a violation of the Fourth and Fifth Amendments and private property rights?
Of course. And let me take it a step further here. According to news reports out, the Obama administration says they are done negotiating and are finalizing their plans requiring insurance companies to provide, in this case, free contraception to women working and studying at religious institutions. Understanding what they've done, they think by shifting the so-called burden off of the religious employer onto the insurance company, they've done something. They've done nothing. This is an accounting gimmick, a complete sleight of hand. And that's really, Jordan, what's going on here.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, calling it a compromise, that's not what the church leaders have said. I mean, here's the Archbishop of Washington, D.C., Byte 21. Take a listen to what he thinks about this compromise.
There's a much bigger issue at stake here, and that is the redefining of religious liberty. We have a constitutional protection that allows for the churches to carry out their ministry, their work. All of a sudden, we're being told that the administration will define for us what is our ministry.
Let me ask this to Than, following this up. Than, the movement on Capitol Hill right now, there's a couple of bills going forward. What is your sense? This has become a firestorm in Washington, and the president is handling it politically, trying to handle it politically with a so-called compromise that was no compromise at all. How is it being played out on the Hill right now?
Well, frankly, Jay, I think the president's got a disaster on his hand because the members of his own party, both in the Senate and House, are kind of abandoning him on this. And I think they thought he would back down. But now that he's doubled down, you're going to see these legislative fixes going forward. You're going to see the bill that was sponsored by Senator Rubio and co-sponsored by the Democrat, Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia. That's going to go forward. Daryl Issa, who's chairman of the House Oversight Committee over in the House, he's going to hold a hearing this Thursday. I mean, like, immediately. That doesn't happen that often here in D.C. That's going to happen on Thursday, and then you're going to see the House Energy and Commerce Committee report out a bill maybe as soon as next week. So the president's doubled down, and now the legislative fix is going to move forward. And Jay, I think you might see something land on his desk that would force him to either veto it and stand alone, or if he would sign it, of course it would fix it. But he's got a problem on his hands politically in D.C. right now.
Jordan, do you expect to veto if a legislation does pass?
Listen, I mean, he has been, seems beholden to Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry. I mean, we've never seen an administration like this who, I think about Komen, now the attack at the Catholic Church, all happening right before a presidential election. I mean, Dad, if he was willing to go and start this battle before a election where he could be reelected and get away with doing this without having to worry about another election coming up, that'd be one thing. But you could see now how beholden he is to the Planned Parenthood abortion agenda. He's got Planned Parenthood and NARAL praising him, and I wouldn't say, I mean, I want to put on his desk. I want to force the president to make that move. That's what we need to work for, because then he's put all the cards on the table. We know when it comes down to it, even when the Senate were able to get something passed through and on his desk, that would mean Democrats voting for it.
Right.
And there are plenty who have spoken out, and he vetoes it. Don't tell me again that this is not a pro-abortion president who, in my own opinion, is more beholden to the abortion industry than any other segment of the population in our country and any other activist group.
You know, Nancy Keenan, president of NARAL Pro-Choice America, called the Obama administration's compromise a reaffirmation of the commitment to ensuring contraceptive coverage. So they're acknowledging that there's no change here. Quote, today's announcement makes it clear that President Obama is firmly committed to protecting women's health. Unfortunately, some opponents of contraception may not be satisfied. They're trying to make this an issue about contraceptive, folks. This is an issue about religious liberty. Do you want your federal government and your president and these different agencies mandating violations of religious freedom and religious liberty? The answer has to be no. So what do you do here? You got to demand a repeal. This is where the we the people come in and speak out. We've got a petition that is demanding the repeal of this provision, period. This mandate has to go. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, William calling from Georgia on line three. A great question to remind everybody where all this power is emanating from. William, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, William.
Hi, how y'all doing, Jay?
Good.
My question is the same one as Brent. It's like, how in the world does President Obama and the Obama administration even have the right to mandate anything that's free choice, let alone something that violates the U.S. Constitution and what it stands for?
This is what happens when you pass a 2,700-page bill that nobody read, and that when you had the then Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, saying we'll know what's in it when we pass it. And regulatory authority here gives a lot of authority, Jordan, that we're seeing that front and center.
Yeah, I mean, that's where the key is, and that's what we kept saying with Obamacare, is that the protections that people would say, oh, this won't happen, that won't happen, it'll change from administration to administration. That's right. There won't be a consistent policy. So, yes, could a next HHS administrator come in and change policies? Sure. It's a mess. It's a disaster because it's not fully authorized by Congress. What Congress did was delegate power and authority to the executive branch, who can then act without getting approval from anybody but the President of the United States. And we're seeing step one. Step two, the forced abortion coverage, that'll come after he's reelected.
No doubt about it, folks. We're going to take more of your calls when we come back to the break. So the phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me encourage you to visit us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. When you go to the website, a lot of information on this. Posting online. You can also make an online donation. Tax deductible to the ACLJ. We'll appreciate it. But folks, go to the phones if you don't go to ACLJ.org. Sign this petition now. Stand up for religious freedom. Don't get bullied. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Stand up for the First Amendment.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. It is another attack by the Obama administration on people of faith. This time, the Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that religious institutions, such as religious schools and hospitals, include abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and contraception in their insurance policies for employees, a mandate that violates their deeply held religious beliefs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that President Obama and HHS rescind this dangerous mandate. This requirement not not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack on religious and conscience rights of American citizens and groups is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Tell President Obama and HHS to reverse this flawed mandate now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
In my view, you can't compromise on religious liberty, which, by the way, is an article that Jordan Secular and Matt Clark, both attorneys here at the ACLJ, of course, have posted at WashingtonPost.com. We also have it up at the ACLJ website. Father Frank Pavone has a great piece out called No Compromise Also, The Mandate Has to Go. Folks, we want to make sure that you understand the nature of the scope of this, and that is through the regulatory process. What we've had happen here is the government come in telling not only the Catholic Church but religious institutions generally what they must do, and they've now tried this sleight of hand by saying, oh, we're not going to require the churches and religious institutions to do it, just the insurance companies. That's not acceptable. We're taking a stand against it. We're not backing off from our demand for a retraction. That's what we want here. Go to aclj.org. You can sign up the petition to get rid of this. It needs to go. This force coverage has to go, or you can call us simply at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Have your voice heard. This is about religious freedom and religious liberty, and that's where we need your help again. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. By the way, over 28,600 people have already signed up online alone, so we encourage you to go to the website there. Jordan, let's get another call.
Sheila calling from Colorado on line 5. Sheila, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sheila.
Jay, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just say that this is totally obvious about the Obamacare. I mean, what he's doing right now is just black and white of his mentality and his intentions concerning the Obamacare.
No doubt about that. Let me say this. Let me play soundbite number 5. This tells you how political the White House is handling this issue.
After the many genuine concerns that have been raised over the last few weeks, as well as, frankly, the more cynical desire on the part of some to make this into a political football, it became clear that spending months hammering out a solution was not going to be an option.
So instead, the president does a sleight of hand and does exactly the same thing, and it puts it exactly in the same situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we have to all understand here is that it is an all-out assault on religious liberty, specifically people who take their faith seriously. If he will target Catholics, certainly he will target evangelicals and social conservatives. It's not about political spectrum anymore. This is an administration who said, okay, we told you to get your faith out of politics and to stop the legislating morality and these conscience exceptions, and they wanted the ministerial exception done away with at the Supreme Court, and you can't defund Planned Parenthood even if you're a state level like Indiana. And what are we seeing? An administration who said, fine, you're not going to shut up, then we're going to force you to. We're going to make you have a decision. You're either going to have to shut down your soup kitchen or go along with what we want. What we want actually violates your religious conscience, your deeply held beliefs in the Catholic Church here in this specific instance, and we're going to make you decide. Shut down the assistance you do to the poor, the hospitals, the charity work, or violate your conscience. And that is how the government silences the religious communities of America. And when they do that, morality is removed from the discussion, and it's all about what's most pragmatic, because Stan, that is how they're explaining all of this away. Well, it costs less for someone to be on birth control than have a child. Well, part two is it costs less to have an abortion also than have a child, and that's what will be coming when President Obama gets, if he does get reelected. Because if they can get away with this move and Congress can't do anything about it, then the second step is, well, let's just force abortion coverage as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And all you need for proof is to look what Planned Parenthood said about it. Cecile Richards said, in the face of a misleading and outrageous assault on women's health, the Obama administration has reaffirmed its commitment to ensuring all women will have access to birth control coverage with no costly copays, no additional hurdles, and no matter where they work. But even that, Jordan, I have to tell you, the issue of who pays for it, that's almost secondary, because the real and most troubling aspect here is that the Obama administration thinks that they have the authority to intrude so deeply into the religious freedom of every institution. It's not a matter of who pays for it. It's the fact that they have the right to believe as they choose see fit, and the Obama administration's taken that away.
I'm going to play 2 sound bites for you. This is the first one, and I'm going to analyze both. It's from Jack Lew. It's number 14. He's the White House Chief of Staff. Asked about the question about the policy being correct. Here's what he said.
I think our policy is the right policy. I think that there's broad support, though not universal support for it, and we think this is the right way to go.
So you're not going to change despite what the bishop said?
Our policy is clear.
Your policy is clear, meaning no revisions of the revisions?
We have set out our policy.
So the Jack Lew saying no revisions to the policy. Here's what Congressman Paul Ryan said in response to all of this, number 15.
This is not going to force the institutions to pay for the coverage, the Catholic institutions to pay for the coverage.
It's a distinction without a difference. It's really an accounting trick. It forces the insurance company that they have to pay to do the coverage. So it really is a distinction without a difference. This should be rescinded, not compromised like this, because I would, again, say it's not a compromise. The president's doubling down.
All right, folks, the president is doubling down, and we need to hear from you on this. ACLJ.org, or you go to your phones right now. Stand up for religious liberty and religious freedom. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. I'm going to be on Sean Hannity's program tonight discussing this very issue, so I encourage you to watch that as well. Jordan, let's get another call in.
Kevin calling in from Ohio on line 6. Kevin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, guys. Thank you for what you're doing. I would just like to tell people that when you hear them talk about liberal Catholics, there's no such thing as a liberal Catholic. You either believe the church or you don't.
Well, here's what they're referring to, that some that would not be considered conservative in their theological position are still objecting to this policy. So those that are not as involved in the church or do not take as a conservative approach that many Catholics that listen to this broadcast do, they're still upset. So this has got, Jordan, you've really seen broad-based condemnation of this policy within the Catholic community in the very broadest sense.
Yeah, people talk about, there's lots of people identify with religious faith when they go to the polls, and I think that's when you get into the liberal versus conservative, lapsed Catholics, just like there's lapsed Protestants, and you see this, I think, more in the Catholic community probably than you do in the evangelical or Protestant community, is that even if you're not as involved in your faith or church as you used to be, when the government starts directly targeting Catholic institutions and you believe in what those charities are doing, and you know that by doing this, it makes it less likely for those charities to be able to operate in those communities. Why is this bigger than just healthcare? Because the government really doesn't want those charities operating. They really don't like those hospitals operating. They really don't want those soup kitchens being run by the Catholic Church, because you'll also be hearing a Christian message when you're there. They want to be running all of these programs. This is just part of a big strategy of shutting down religious institutions in the public sphere. They can't get away with it under the Constitution, but you've delegated this authority to them under Obamacare, and look at the ramifications. It's not just healthcare. It's not just one hospital. It's all the Catholic hospitals involved, all of the Catholic feeding centers, the soup kitchens, all of the charity work could be shut down, all because of one piece of legislation.
Listen to what Congressman Gerald Nadler of New York had to say about this. Take a listen, number 16.
But when the church steps out of its role as the church to become an employer, a hospital administrator, et cetera, then they are subject to all the laws that everybody else is. They cannot impose their religious views on thousands or millions of employees.
Well, the answer to that, of course they can. It's a Catholic hospital, and they could dictate what kind of benefits they're going to give to their employees that are consistent with the teachings of the church. Now, this is the same argument the Department of Justice made in the Hosanna Tabor case, where they said, well, we're not going to allow churches, religious institutions, to hire and fire based on theological perspectives. And that was rejected by the Supreme Court 9-0. And the same thing will happen here, Jordan, if the American people fight back.
Well, that's what we have to see. Are you willing to take a stand? They're saying that was it. Final offer has been made. This is the only compromise we're willing to make. It's a compromise Planned Parenthood loves. Are you going to take a stand on this? Members of Congress from both parties need your support. If you are worried about this all-out assault on religious liberty, call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 2255, or go to ACLJ.org. We've got a lot of new information there, but I need you to act. I need you to say no, no compromise. 877-989-2255, or go to ACLJ.org right now.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.